What, you called me too?
Yeah.
I'm not that old yet, Liz, thanks, so.
Doesn't take much for me to forget things, so.
Well, you hear about the Russians are here?
That's it.
You still hear the Russians are out there?
After your class.
That's the white issue.
Got a class it, though, there's no.
There are no Russians.
Class.
Well, that's.
So if you just wanted to make a Russian panel like this.
Huh?
Well, if you go to McDonald's and buy a filet of fish, you're eating white. That's
produce cashews.
Uh-huh.
That's what I use for my tuna box.
Uh-huh.
It needs to be insulated. And I've used insulation, but it falls apart.
Yeah.
So I wanted to make four, four sides and a bottom.
Make sure I turn my phone off.
That's something realistic.
And you put phone in between the box?
No, don't even do that, just fiberglass, that's all.
I don't think.
That's got an air cell in it.
All right, we'll call the meeting.
Probably help a little bit, I got.
Join me in the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Sorry, we got to rush you.
Danielle, roll call.
Al?
Yeah.
Rick?
Yes.
Sharon?
Here.
Joe?
Here.
Ken?
Here.
Richard?
Here.
I want to say Tom.
And Tom Dean is not here.
Did he call in?
Nope, no one's called in. And I did not receive any public comment.
All right, so now we are going to vote for the Budget Committee President. So I would entertain motions for that.
Well, I would like to nominate Mr. Kemp to be a committee president if he would accept it.
Is that normal?
You can.
Okay.
Somebody want to second that, or?
Okay.
I'll second it.
Okay, anybody else?
Further nominations?
Good man.
Close the nomination, so we'll go ahead and vote. So Danielle, roll call.
Al?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Okay, budget message.
All right, budget message, that's my turn. The Port of Brookings Harbor is pleased to present the fiscal year 2021-2022 annual operating budget to the Budget Committee and the Port's Board of Commissioners as required by ORS 294.333. I guess the first question I would ask, did everybody read the message already?
Yes.
Yep. Any questions on the message?
No.
Any questions?
Yeah, it's some interesting stuff. Who are the people who are going to run the forklift at this point?
That's not part of the budget, man.
Yes, it is.
Well,
personnel.
Secondary, yeah, I guess.
Same personnel we have currently running.
We have two people that have done the training to be able to run it. So it's an online course that you have to take and then a hands-on course that you have to also take. So the port has currently two people that can run it.
It was interesting to find out that what's-his-name is now doing everything in the yard now. You know, minor repairs and all that kind of stuff.
Right, but the port employees still run the travel lift. Uh-huh. We still do the haul outs, and we still run all the port-owned equipment. So we're just leasing the ground at the boatyard, a portion of the ground at the boatyard.
Could I ask a question? You guys still put the things underneath the boat to set up the boat on the ground? Okay, that's not the Kent.
We still handle as far as all the hands-on portion of the boat and when it comes out to when it gets set down and gets picked back up.
Okay.
Kim, he doesn't do all the repairs in the boatyard. A lot of the owners do their repairs themselves.
Right.
With their insurance.
Well, repairs, it's trivial in the yard, basically. Does it own this part?
No, they don't.
It's actually been, it's been a, I believe it's been a good thing. It's been a great thing for the port, that the commercial fishermen and the people that still want to do their own work still have the ability to. We have tightened down on the grinding and sanding rules because of the pollutants. But now our boatyard is actually able to provide a service to the people that want, that want or need the service that the port has never been able to do before. So, you know, as there is some people that say, you know, that don't agree with it, to the port and to the other users, then we now have a service that we have found that many users enjoy having.
One of the things about, this is the best of all possible, one of the things is, if you go to Crescent City, you get racked over the coals for anything to get done. You can't do your own work. This ought to be a business opportunity here. With any kind of luck. I mean, there are boats that come up here all the time. Anyway.
Okay, anything further on the message?
I'll point out a couple of things that I have highlighted. Because like high points of this thing. Just so everybody knows, approximately 7% of the port operating budget is derived from a collection of port property taxes levied on the citizens of the port district. So 7% is not a lot in our budget. The operating revenues plus levy taxes essentially equal planned operating expenses, capital improvements, debt services, and reserves. So the port's general operating revenue includes the mortgage, storage, the fuel dock, both haul outs, commercial leases, and our RV park. We're not changing anything in our accounting basis. It's still a current modified cash basis of accounting. The budget document, there's two sections in that document that was changed, or not changed, but added. The RV park improvement debt service fund and the port construction fund. Those two funds were required because we got a loan for the RV park remodel. And then in the debt service fund, the budget includes additional $20,000 to IFA Business Oregon to pay loans by the statutory ending dates. So we boosted a little bit in our budget to pay them. Of debts back. The other thing I want to say, the challenges ahead for the port is COVID-19 economic impacts, keeping services available and meeting the requirements of Clean Water Act. That's the Industrial Stormwater DEQ 1200Z permit, with or without financial help, funding for facility repairs and maintenance, saving funds for future projects and unexpected expenditures, matching funds for grants, financial stability, dealing with abandoned derelict vessels, continue to meet our strategic business planning, and also the oceanic climate changes impacting the fishing industry. So in conclusion, this budget continues to provide reliable services to customers and guests, maintaining recurring existing assets, meeting debt obligations, and complying with local, state, federal regulations with limited funding. So in closing, I'd like to acknowledge the teamwork, commitment, and assistance of all of our elected officials, budget committee members, port staff, participating members of our community in preparation of this budget document. I'd like to continue following through with our budget here. We did make an additional sheet that's new this year. It's basically a budget overview. It's in your packet. It's kind of like, it's just a nice overview of all these other pages. Try to do a one-page overview of our entire budget. The only thing I'd like to point out, actually a few things I want to point out.
the general fund departments, we have our resources, our requirements. At the bottom of that section there is, we have what we call a contingency. We're planning $70,000 for contingency. And the unappropriated ending fund balance is at $200,000. So basically what that means, we're planning to have $270,000 left over in our general fund at the end of the fiscal year. And each section has the same unappropriated ending fund balance. And if you look at those are restricted funds, and we're expecting to have $355,025 left over at the end of the fiscal year. So planning-wise, for the following year, we're looking for $625,025 beginning the next fiscal year if we meet the budgets.
So would it be safe to say, to take what you just said, so if we take all of our income and match it against all of our expenses, the unappropriated amount to $625,000.
Right.
But that's not all available. Only $270,000 of that is available.
Correct.
That's projected, right?
That's correct.
Have you found with the virus thing going on, has there been any difference in your projections based on your history of the last couple of years?
Well, what we found out that we actually are doing better at the RV park. The occupancy is actually higher, so we're actually getting more revenues from the RV park, which was kind of surprising, right, that we actually have more people coming here and boosting our revenues. And we did reflect on our budget for that increase for this year.
Okay, so very good, very good.
Okay, so in reading this, it appears to me that if we look at the beachfront RV park, where our anticipated resources are $700,000 and the requirements are $206,000, that's, $449,000. That underwrites other parts of the port. Same thing with the commercial leases. I mean, at 566, we've got roughly $400,000. So there's about $800,000 in revenue that then offsets some of these other categories. The main one being the marina and moorage and storage, which, according to this, operates at a loss, if you want to call it that. I mean, it has to be supported by something else. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to point that out because it's important that the public understands that you can't run this on a
cash
basis. So there are parts of this program that offset others and help subsidize some of the things that we do. Okay. Questions? Comments? Want to go into the rest of it?
Unless somebody has a question about the detailed pages, but it's basically like the overview is kind of like a synopsis of all those pages put together.
Okay. So just I've highlighted a few things here. So it appears that you bumped RV park revenue up from 571 to 700,000. That's just anticipating what you think you're going to see.
Yeah. Actually, when we did the supplemental budget, we might bump it up this year too because of actual numbers.
Okay.
What page are you on, Richard?
I'm on page 109 under the general fund resources. And then sliding over to page 2, under capital outlay, I see vehicles and equipment. So are you anticipating buying one vehicle or two?
Possibly two, depending on the availability and the cost.
Okay.
The idea is I'm getting subsidized every month to have a vehicle, so that would go away if I got a vehicle. And then depending on the cost, we need a vehicle for staff for daily trips. trips to town. If there's not enough money, then staff will use my vehicle to make the daily trips.
Okay, the most important thing as far as the port is concerned, from what I see with the ETA, I'll be back all the time, is to surface the boat line in and of itself. Has that been scheduled? Has any finance been put aside for that, or when's that going to happen?
We got a pretty big project coming up, if you're familiar with the FEMA project that we've been talking about at our meetings. It's part of what's laid out in here, but yet, to answer your question, paving the entire boatyard.
What time frame?
Beginning next year, beginning end of this year, the FEMA project is going to start up. Depending on, there's a lot of different, we have to get approval from FEMA, that's what we're working on now. And then procurement of equipment, but the goal is to try to start by the end of this year. The first part's going to be fixing the west slope of Basin 2.
Right.
And then moving on from there into the boatyard and then the gear storage.
If you look at
in the 4-year plan.
You look on the last.
In the 4-year plan.
Okay.
The last page of the budget is the last page of the budget is the timeline and anticipated dates for all of that fund. I have one other question that I noticed on page 10. You have a write-on lawnmower, and its years left anticipated are zero. Are you going to thinking about replacing that, or is it running good, or?
We have no plans on replacing that.
Okay.
No, that's good piece of equipment. We take care of it. It's still in great shape.
Okay. Other than that, it looks like everything else is. Life expectancy is still pretty good on most everything you can show here.
Yep.
Okay.
On page 2, under your security system, I guess I'd be the cameras and stuff. We don't have anything projected for cost on that in this budget.
Yeah, we didn't put anything in there yet. If we buy any cameras, we need to make an adjustment.
Don't we have like monthly costs and stuff? What's that fall under?
That's monthly cost?
That would be expenses.
Yeah, just expenses. Oh. Administration.
Okay.
Is that still a priority? The cameras?
It's not as high of a priority. We have a main system in. We can add cameras to the system as we go. And that's basically what we're planning on doing is add some cameras every year, add a little more, and get more coverage.
And how's the security business season so far? Any problems?
There's always problems, but
serious problems.
It seems nothing serious.
Okay.
Nothing serious. Seems to be going pretty well. Still early though. Summer's just getting started, so
well,
give it a chance.
We got the gates and everything on.
We got gates. We we got our cameras up. We got them in strategic places. So we have been able to utilize them a couple different times. They're telling us when things are happening and if it happens. So they're good and adding more cameras. I believe as we do it, we'll just take that money out of our repairs and maintenance budget and just keep adding them as we can afford it.
The bar cam is up and running. I think everybody likes the bar cam.
Yeah, if you go onto our website.
It's back on our website.
Okay, I gotta check it out.
Scroll down, bar camera, click it, push play.
Is that recorded?
It's a live feed.
No, I know a live feed, but is it recorded?
Right now, with the size of system that we have, we can record for almost a year.
For the
cameras that we have. We add more cameras, that length of time will go down, but with the cameras we have right now and the amount of memory we have, we can record stuff for almost a year.
The system's made for 60 cameras. That retain 30 days worth.
Well, I can tell you the optics on that bar cam are really good. I mean, you can actually see waves, the white caps, whether they're out the red can or out the whistle.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Oh,
wait
at the whistle. You can even see the boat that parks in front of it.
that was an unintended consequence, but we do plan on getting that hoist back for
still feel written what you need to.
It still seems right.
It's really nice.
Yeah, I think that's a really good feature, that camera.
The number of people who are unpredictable and badly oriented towards doing stuff like it, it's probably the security is an extremely wise investment. Extremely wise.
Well, it's important to realize that those cameras are only going to tell us what happened. Probably won't prevent something from happening, but.
Well, if people are aware of it, they're going to be a little more careful if they have paid attention.
And also, they can be prevented from doing it again.
Well, I think from in terms of actually documenting what's going on, so that we can get an idea of the scope and magnitude of the problems that we have. And then that allows you to talk to the sheriff about, hey, you know, it looks like 2 a.m. is the witching hour around here, so if you could show up maybe once in a while would help. But, yeah. Okay. Ken, do you have anything?
No.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Very well laid out, Bridget. Thank you. I know it took a lot of work.
Yeah, I thought this was a spectacular document. I really do. I like the, to me, using budget language, I understand. So when I look at requirements, that says baseline to me. So that's what it costs to operate each and every one of these. And I think that's really important to have that captured. Because, you know, you've obviously adjusted those a little bit, but basically that's what it costs to run them.
Right.
What's going to happen with the grant situation?
What situation?
I'm sorry. Go ahead. What was that?
Grants.
Grants?
More grants?
Always looking at grants. But grants take matching, so you got to be careful what kind of grants you go after. Never stop looking for grants or opportunities.
Can I oddball revenue question? What about level boards? What's policy on level boards at this point?
We have level boards. We have a policy.
Which is?
Well, they have to meet the criteria to be a level board. So we have a full level board policy.
I think what he's asking is what does it cost?
But it's $75 per person per month and to 2 people.
A lot cheaper than the workings.
We got a good boat, though.
Got to have a good boat, and you know
it's
the criteria that we have laid out for it isn't easy to meet, and we're really strict about it. Gary and I take it all into consideration, and we don't do too many level boards. Let's put it that way. It meets a tough criteria. So if you do meet it, then we can talk about it.
And what about policy for boats that are unattended for more than, say, a month or 2 months or something like that?
Well, you do not have a policy that says you have to come down and check on your boat for any amount of time. You can leave it down here for an entire year if you want and not check on it. That's solely up to you. We do require our insurance requirements, so if you fail to maintain the boat, we have that. But we don't have a requirement that says you have to check on your boat. Port staff does dock walks periodically, and we'll check it. And if we have to retie or resecure boats, we will charge you for it. So
that's true. Operational.
The boat has to be seaworthy. That's not something that we check on an annual basis, but. As it comes to our attention that we find that boats aren't running or seaworthy, those issues are addressed.
I did have one question that was asked of me about using boats as VRBO situations. So
VRBO?
Vacation rentals. Or someone would buy a boat and put it down here and then rent it out periodically for 2 week periods. That's not allowed.
No. Okay. Sublease is not allowed. Strictly noted in the agreement.
They need to go to Sausalito.
All right, anything further on the proposed budget for fiscal year 2021-2022?
Might want to ask if there's any public comments.
Yeah.
One public person here.
No, I think we all did a great job.
Okay. So that brings us to approval of the budget. Someone like to make a motion.
I want to make a motion to approve the budget as it's presented. Anybody second it?
I'll second it.
You need to say that it's for this year, fiscal year.
2020. Yeah, where are we at?
Number six.
I move that make a budget committee approve the proposed budget as presented for the Port of Brooklyn Harbor of 2021 through 2022 fiscal year.
Okay.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, Danielle?
Al?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Jill?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Listen, I think it's been remarkable and very nice changes going on here lately.
Thank you.
And nothing like when there used to be cement and potholes.
Yeah, well, there still might be cement and potholes.
All right, this brings us to the approval of the tax rate for the port's fiscal year 2021-2022 to submit to the assessor. Entertain a motion.
I move that the budget committee approve the tax rate of 0.1316 per 100,000, no, 1,000 on the assessed value of a taxable property within the district for the tax year of 2021-2022 for operating purposes of general fund. Somebody second it.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve the tax rate. Any further discussion? Hearing none, Danielle?
Al?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yep. All right, anything further?
No.
Okay, hearing none, we will.